Can I ask the question, though? I mean, is it that important for women to have a guy that can do the DIY stuff? You know, those skills, those particular set of skills. I got to be honest. Like, I can do basic stuff. I can YouTube it, I guess. Like, I was all proud of myself flexing because I took apart the vacuum and cleaned that bitch. Of course, it only worked for about a month.
That's not a man thing.
Yeah, it is. That's, it's super manly. Took it apart. Went on a YouTube video. Cleaned that bitch out. It was like brand new.
Right, yeah. You're like, come here, robot.
Yeah, it was badass.
Oh, yeah. Look at this. I emptied it.
No, I didn't. I took it all apart. Took all the pieces apart. I had to get out this little coin.
You lie.
No, I don't lie.
This little coin that came with the robot.
Coin? No, it didn't come with the robot. Yeah. Hey, well, okay, Mr. DIY over there.
Yeah.
What skills do you have?
I don't have any. I'm not bragging that I do.
I was saying that I took apart a vacuum. I was pretty proud of myself.
I'm bragging that I vacuumed the house.
Is that very important to women, though? Because this woman, she goes, my man, he can't do anything manly. It's getting annoying.
Yeah.
So he can't even decorate. He can't do plumbing. He can't take things apart. And, you know, I was brought up with men, she says.
Right.
I was brought up with some men.
There are girls out there like that that are like, this is weird to be in a relationship with a guy that
can't do nothing.
Yeah. He cannot do the basic things around the house.
I asked John. I was like, I needed some air in my tire. I was like, hey, you know, you don't do anything during the show. Why don't you go put some air in the tire? And he said, I don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
He doesn't know how to put air in a car tire.
Right.
That's surprising to me. Like,
it wasn't to me. Look how he's dressed. He's dressed like a 5-year-old.
What is that? 5-year-old?
That's 5-year-old.
No, this is like a 31-year-old.
No, you're dressed like a 5-year-old. No, look at your haircut. You got a little boy haircut. You come in here looking like a little boy.
Yesterday you said I look like I work at a kiosk.
You said I look like a kiosk.
See, that's why your ass.
Yeah.
But you can't even... A kiosk.
Kiosk, okay.
A kiosk.
Yeah, well, today you're coming in looking a little boyish.
Little boyish?
Well, you got a little bear on your shirt.
Yeah, this like is a good shirt.
What is that?
It's Jack Nicklaus. It's the old man stuff.
Yeah, it's great.
It's not the guy that did the, the tea and the lemonade, Arnold Palmer, but it's the other one, the other old golfer.
Jack Nicholson?
Yeah, that's it.
Or is it Jack Nicklaus?
I get those two mixed up, too.
Nicholson's the actor.
It's dry fit.
Okay. Jack Nicklaus. It's dry fit.
I put deodorant on. You can't even see the stains. Because I got the wet deodorant.
He's flexing.
All right. But you got a little bear on your shirt.
Yeah. It was only like $15.
I'll never forget when I thought that I was cool because, you know, I did the tire thing, you know, when it gets flat on the highway. And then a couple miles down the road, the wheel completely came off. I just completely wrecked my car.
That's unfortunate.
And I was with, you know, I was in high school and I was with a girl at the time. And yeah, needless to say that didn't go much.
You didn't get the booty.
Didn't go anywhere after that. Because I think she saw, like, he does not have manly skills.
All right,
he just changed the tire and the tire came off of the vehicle.
Yeah, she doesn't feel safe with you.
While we were driving back down the highway.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not super manly. Like, I recently got a flat and my girl called me out on it. She's like, why do you have AAA coming out there? I was like, because the jack is flimsy.
No offense, you can't see.
Right, you would kill yourself.
You can't change a tire.
I can change a tire.
I don't think so.
I can change a tire.
I think you'd get nervous.
Like, you can't do plumbing.
I can.
You can't see.
I can do stuff.
Wow, you're Helen Keller now?
Yeah.
You do all these things? Yeah, right.
I don't think you can.
Yeah, right.
John, what can you do?
I definitely could do some things.
You can't. Okay. He can't name one thing. I can definitely do some things.
Yeah, I made my bed.
Doesn't name anything.
I made my bed.
This morning.
That's woman
thing. Is that a new rule?
That's not a DIY.
That is not a woman thing.
Making a bed?
It is not a woman thing. What is wrong with you, sir?
Okay.
I have such respect for women.
Women work. As DIY things. No, you were I can vacuum.
No, I didn't say that. I said I can fix a vacuum, which is very manly.
Same thing.
You know, that used to be a whole business.
Same thing.
If you put the word fix in front of it, it's manly.
That's right. You know, there used to be a whole business of vacuum fixers.
The vacuum wasn't sucking, and I made it suck.
You call the vacuum guy, and he would come to your house, and he would fix your vacuum. That used to be a job, very manly job.
Right, but vacuums were way more complicated back then.
No, they're... Stupid.
You had to have tools.
Yeah. All right, John, just name one thing that you can
do. I can do some things.
Your bed is not what? You can what?
And then I was starting to say our water plants. You know,
he doesn't water plants.
Water plants?
Yeah.
You know what DIY is? We're talking about fixing stuff.
No, I'm doing it myself, watering the plants. Nobody else is going to do it, so I got to do it.
We're talking about if things break and you fix it.
You got to do everything yourself when you got it. What do you have nobody else to do? So everything DIY.
But you didn't do anything.
All you have is people to do stuff for you.
Yeah, you water the plants and you make your bed. That's what you said.
said you do a DIY. Yes.
And then the
you know,
day,
you're the reason that the men are going to die out.
Yeah.
Oh, and then the other day I put stuff back in my dead shed.
Yeah,
in your dead shed? Do you have a dead shed?
He has a kiosk and a dead shed.
I took some tools out and I never used
them. What's in your dead shed?
Stuff.
He just said he cleaned up. That's his DIY.
Huh.
I moved
No, I mean, I really worry about humanity.